Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a basic courtesy that is generally practiced among tennis players, and now pickleball players too, that you don't run onto someone else's court while they're playing because your ball rolls into their court. You simply let them finish their point, and then you say, "A little help, please." They will then get your ball for you. And then you are to respond with the obligatory, "Thank you." And anyone who plays either of these two sports should learn these courtesies. And anyone who's ever played these sports for any length of time undoubtedly knows of these courtesies. That being said, I was playing pickleball doubles a number of weeks back with some of my friends, and on the court right next to us was a couple of touring professionals who happened to live here in Austin, a man and a woman. The male professional I know quite well, but the female professional I don't know at all. I know who she is, though, because she is one of the top female players in the sport. In fact, much higher ranked than the male player that she was playing against. They were having a rather intense match, and so their balls were quite often rolling onto our court. And not once did this woman ever say please or thank you when I retrieved her ball for her. And I'm 30 years her senior. The male player said, please, and thank you every time. But her, not even once. I can only speculate as to why. Perhaps she thought I should be honored to get the ball for a professional such as herself. Perhaps she thought it was my duty to get her ball since it rolled onto my court. Perhaps she's just a rude person and doesn't say thank you to anyone for anything. Perhaps she was just in a bad mood because my friend was beating her. I don't know. What I do know is that I repeatedly extended to her a kindness, and she repeatedly neglected to show any gratitude. Was I offended? Maybe a little. I was more so miffed. I'm just kind of bothered. I thought it was rather arrogant never to say thank you. It just seemed like she felt kind of entitled, that she deserved for us lower players to serve her in this way. Perhaps a little like the 9 lepers who never returned to thank Jesus for healing them from their leprosy. Assuming they were all Jews, they probably held the belief that they were entitled to God's blessings. After all, they were His chosen people. If anyone deserved the goodness of God, anyone deserved to be healed, it was them. But the one man who returned to thank Jesus was not a Jew. He was a Samaritan. And probably thus had no expectation of God's goodness being extended to him. Any blessing that he received from God, he knew was more than he deserved. You see, the Samaritans lived their whole lives being told by the Jews that they were unworthy half-breeds. And so they did not grow up believing that God owed them anything. I find it interesting that this miracle of Jesus healing the 10 lepers in Luke 17 comes directly on the heels of Jesus' story about a servant not being thanked by his master for doing his duty. Jesus said, "Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down to eat'? Would he not rather say, 'Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink'? Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you are told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" If you're like me, you might find this story to be a bit bothersome because most of us like to be thanked. We, in fact, expect to be thanked. We feel we deserve to be thanked when we have served someone in some way, even when that service is our duty. We expect our boss to thank us when we've done a good job. Our parents to thank us for being obedient to them. Our church to thank us for giving our offerings or doing some volunteer work. Or our neighbor to thank us when we pick up after our dog. We somehow think we should be thanked simply for doing what it is our duty to do. We have developed this kind of entitled perspective on what we are owed from our employers, our friends, our family, our church, and so on down the line. And as such, we often don't feel much gratitude for many of the kindnesses that we receive from others, or even those blessings we receive from God. Because we kind of just feel that we are deserving of them. But such is not the attitude of a grateful heart. And such is not the heart of one who recognizes himself as a poor, sinful being. The Samaritan leper returned to thank Jesus because he was filled with a heart of gratitude. Because he knew that he was not deserving of God's mercy. And yet Jesus had poured out God's mercy upon him. He knew he was an unworthy servant. And returning to thank Jesus was no grand gesture on his part. It was simply his duty. you and I sit here tonight as poor, miserable sinners. We are those who have broken God's law and continue to break His law, and yet those whom God so loved that He sent His own Son Jesus into this world to suffer and to die as the payment for our sin. God has forgiven us and He has redeemed us through the death and the resurrection of His Son Jesus, though we are deserving and worthy of none of it. And each and every day, He continues to bless us with an abundance of His goodness. So much so that we take much of it for granted. And it's not until those blessings disappear, the use of our thumb, a roof over our head, water from a faucet, an AC unit that actually works, healthcare when we get sick. It's not until those things are gone that we realize how much of what we expect to be in our lives are really blessings from God that not everyone in this world has or maybe ever will have. And so it is proper and it is right that we come before God with a spirit of humility and unworthiness, as did the Samaritan leper. Abundantly grateful for everything which God gives us, all of which is undeserved. The more I see and observe and read about what's happening in the world around me and to the people in the world around me, the more I am filled with a deep sense of humility and gratitude toward God. There is no reason why all that stuff that's going on in the world should not be happening to me also. But for the grace of God, it is not. And so I try every day to reflect that grateful leper, to give humble and heartfelt thanks to God for the abundance of all of His goodness in my life. First and foremost, for His love and forgiveness shown to me in and through His Son Jesus. I will never be worthy of the blessings that God gives to me, but I can receive them worthily if I receive them with a heart full of humble thanks. May we live each day of our lives reflecting the heart of the grateful leper whom Christ Jesus healed, thanking God for everything, knowing we deserve nothing. To God be the glory for all of His goodness. Amen.